So we're going to read chosen excerpts from the sources about Noach portion. We'll start with excerpt number 9. You can ask questions in our website that will be asked during the lesson. So excerpt number 9 from an article by Rabash. What is a flood of water in the work? The salvation of the ark from the flood in the work means that there is the matter of above reason. This is regarded as wanting to walk with his eyes shut, meaning that although reason and the senses do not understand what our sages tell us, they assume upon them faith in the sages and say that we must take upon ourselves faith in the sages, as it is written, and they believed in the Lord and in his servant Moses. Without faith, nothing can be achieved in spirituality. This discernment is called Bina, which is covered Chasadim, and is called desiring mercy. This means that he does not want to understand anything and says about everything that it is certainly God's chesed, grace or mercy, that he does with him. Although he does not see the chasadim, which is the plural of chesed, that the Creator does with him and with the entire world, he still believes that the Creator leads his world with private providence of benevolence. As it is written, and all believe that he is good to all, the good who does good, to the bad and to the
good.
Again. Yes. The salvation of the ark from the flood in the work means that there is the matter of above reason. This is regarded as wanting to walk with his eyes shut, meaning that although reason and the senses do not understand what our sages tell us, they assume upon them faith in the sages and say that we must take upon ourselves faith in the sages, as it is written, and they believed in the Lord and in his servant Moses. Without faith, nothing can be achieved in spirituality. This discernment is called Bina, which is covered Chasadim, and is called desiring mercy. Chafetz Chesed. This means that he does not want to understand anything and says about everything that it is certainly God's Chesed, God's mercy, that he does with him. Although he does not see the Chasadim that the Creator does with him and with the entire world, he still believes that the Creator leads his world with private providence of benevolence. As it is written, and all believe that he is good to all, the good who does good, to the bad and to the good.
In practice, each and everything that I feel in life that I don't like, I feel pain, I feel not satisfied, something doesn't quite work out for me, it is a sign that the Creator is portraying a situation for me where I need to reach faith above reason so that I accept this situation with joy, with understanding that the situation is actually good, that anything bad that I feel in the world, and it doesn't matter what it is, in which manner it is bad, by elevating myself to faith above reason, I relate to it as good. And indeed, it is good, and I don't want to change it. This is how I have to correct each and every state that the Creator establishes for me. And the Creator certainly each and every time will disclose to me states that are worse and worse, and I need to elevate myself each time to above reason, higher and higher and higher. This is how we, as we call it, rise on the, or climb the mountain of the Lord, meaning we rise all the way to En Sof. Each time the will to receive is greater, and I feel myself as less good, and I elevate myself above it with faith above reason, with the force of Binah on top of the force of Malchut, and this is how I feel myself as good. This is considered that in each and every state, I turn the darkness into light, the bitter to sweet. And it is all, as we learned today in the first lesson, it is all only through rising to faith above reason. Okay. Well, let's hear 29.
Hello, Rav. What's the difference between chassadim and covered chassadim? Why are they called covered chassadim?
These are chassadim, but you don't see that they are chassadim. You can't see that it is chesed. PT 23.
Yes, Rav, hello. I wanted to ask, is there a difference between faith in the sages, as he writes here, and faith above reason?
Faith in the sages is that they have arranged these things for us in order for us to rise each time on the degrees of faith above reason. So, sages, those are our teachers who teach us in such a way how to walk. Just like in our world, we teach the baby how to walk. We hold him by the hands and we arrange him so that he can walk. We hold him, we direct him. This is what the sages are doing with us, so that we will walk each time on the degrees of faith above reason. Left, right, left, right. We limit our will to receive, though it increase our will to receive, but they explain to us how to rise above it with the will to bestow.
I also wanted to ask about faith. We say that faith is bestowal. I understand that faith in the sages is not yet bestowal.
Faith in the sages means that we use their study, what they teach us, in order to walk in bestowal. Haifa 2.
Is this about states in the 10 or daily situations?
Each and every day, a person with the 10 and with the Creator. Otherwise, it is not spirituality. PT 3.
Yes, how to be drawn to the correction in faith above reason rather than externally organizing our pains or troubles, whatever is putting pressure on me.
Well, you need to do that as well, by the way. You need to do that also. I now received a report from the police, a fine. Let's say I was walking in the street without a mask on. So, instead of paying them and taking care of this, instead of this, I go with faith above reason. Is that going to help you?
No.
In our world, you have to take care of these things according to the laws of our world. Because in our world, for the time being, these laws are according to the general public, the general kli. Until we correct this general kli, these laws will not change. So in any case, you have to correct them, you have to keep them and actualize them.
But what should we do with the troubles, the pains, if it grabs your whole brains and heart? And
so go to the doctor. The doctor was given the permission to heal.
So I'm asking how, aside for going to the doctor. That's clear. I'm going to the doctor. I'll do that immediately. The problem is the doctor is filling my whole mind and heart. All I think about is the doctor.
So this is a problem that Rabash writes about and Bala Sulam writes about it. The person who goes to the good expert doctor and he gets a medicine for him and he takes that medication along with that, he hangs everything on the Creator. Remember that?
Yes, so that's exactly the question. How can you do that?
Well, try it out, and you'll see that many times it works, and if it doesn't work, it's a sign that you're not properly arranged, not with the Creator, and not with the doctor, and not with yourself. You need to see all of these things that they're dressed one inside of the other.
Hebrew 10.
Beforehand, you said that we are going into either bitter or sweet or truth or false.
Well, both of them. You can't have one without the other.
PT6.
The more we talk about faith above reason, it becomes more and more unclear. How in a bad state you go above reason, because the transition is acute, it's sharp. There's a jump here, a leap.
It's actually the other way around. The bad things help you to go to faith above reason more. It's not in order to run away, but in order to justify the Creator.
How not to run away?
Well, so for the time being you are running away, but later on when you raise yourself above it and you start to feel a little less of this bad state, then you have a place in your mind to start to justify the Creator, who is doing it for to you in order to shake you up and elevate you.
But in the meantime, running away, but what will cause a person not to run away?
That doesn't depend on you. You can't help it. You can't help it. But later on, you do what you need to do.
So it's natural to run away? That's how.
Of course it is natural. Of course it's natural. You can't help it. What can you do?
So what can a person do when he sees he's running away and he's incapable of even coming closer to the group?
Okay, let him run away with his desire, with his awareness that he is running away. Yes.
And that's it.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Don't shut your eyes towards any situation. Yes, I'm running away. Yes, I'm not capable. Okay, I'm running away. But later on, what do I do? You see? There are many such states in life where we run away, where we're not capable of coping. But after you run away, you can scrutinize, calculate, how come? Well, I wasn't able to do it. A person, after all, is very limited, very weak. Who is he, all in all?
And should I later be sorry that I was in this state when I make this calculation?
So you calculate, but no, you shouldn't regret it. First of all, you calculate and you say, well, the Creator did this to me. He gave me a state which was beyond my power. So I couldn't do anything else, but only I ran away. Now, what should I do now? Once I'm no longer in that state, ask of him that he will make me stronger. Actually, I don't think that I'm going to grow stronger because I saw how weak I was. And this way, a person advances in a more truthful manner.
What should a person do with his emotions if he feels it's eating him up?
Ah, so you have pride. You have pride that you're eating yourself up, that you're not a hero. And what? And if you would overcome, then you would be in a lie, that you are stronger than the Creator. He gave you something, but you were able to overcome it.
So I don't understand, where am I wrong? Not looking at the situations correctly?
No, that's right. Good. Yes. Accept it, that you're weak and you need to get help.
Thank you.
Доброе утро. Человек.
Good morning.
Все себя и все творение с нет никого кроме него.
A person connects himself and the entire creation to there's no one besides him. What should happen as a result of this action?
That he should really discover that this is how it is. This is called Israel, the light and the Creator are one. That through this action that he's in, and through that he wants to reach the Creator, it will all be revealed as one thing, one complex. Latin 6.
En nuestro trabajo diario de conexión y las lecciones matinales,
in our daily work, in the lessons, it sometimes happens that half of the friends appear. Should I feel that the other half is missing, or should I always feel that my 10 is complete?
Try to feel that the 10 is complete, even though you do need to try that indeed it will be complete. That indeed it will be complete. I realize it's difficult, but you have to work on it. But also don't pressure them too much so that, you know, they won't run away altogether. Try to awaken everyone.
¿Hay un lugar para una crítica dulce?
Repeat that, please.
¿Hay un lugar para una crítica suave y dulce con los amigos, de manera gentil?
Is there a place for sweet criticism about the friends or for the friends?
Yes, to pray for the friends that they will have the strength to come, but also to talk about it together. When you are together, about how can you nevertheless strengthen yourselves? Yes? How is that possible? I realize that it's not simple, but you will find out that it is possible. It has to enter you as something that is simply customary. I must invest these 3 hours in order to advance to spirituality, to eternity, to wholeness, to correction, to the Creator. I have to invest this out of my life every day, 3 hours. Especially that now we're not, we don't have to travel to our center. We're all sitting in our home. So what's the problem? The Creator gave us such a relief. I am sitting at home getting a personal service. They're talking to me, teaching me. I can connect with the friends. Look what's happening. Look what the Creator did. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, don't think that because of this it would be easier for you. Because we will have to pay to complete for all of these facilitations that we're now sitting at home. Seemingly it's easier for us. In some form, we need to compensate for it.
Казахстан.
Здравствуйте, Раф. О вере и высшее знание. Вот.
Hello, Rav. Практически не понятно. I wanted to ask about faith and vision. Хочу соединиться с товарищем. It's not clear. Let's say I want to connect to a friend. I can't do it properly. How to implement it here?
I don't understand what you're asking. You need to do what we talked about this whole morning. try and try and try and write down next to it what exactly is not working. Then we will hear what you wrote down. I can't, according to your words, I can't give you an answer. PT 27.
Rav, a question about the articles by Rabash. First of all, thank you for the lesson, what you told us. We're really privileged. Yesterday we talked about the 10 that we can, in our 10 we talked about dividing our development to two phases, before and after we started working with the articles of Rabash. It's really felt that it's like Noah's Ark working with these articles. My question is, should we connect articles by Rabash and Faith Above Reason, what you talked about this morning, or these two things are separate?
It's all together. The weekly portion and Rabash's articles and the work in the society is all together. And only in the group can we scrutinize, and at each time we can advance only in the group, and Gmar Tikkun, the end of creation, would also happen in the group. Everything is inside of the group.
Meaning, item 73, which is today's task, we can try to connect it with a constant work with the Rabash's article. There's no problem here.
No, it's all good. It's all together. Kabbalists speak only about this point of reconnecting the soul of Adam HaRishon. All in all, the whole wisdom of Kabbalah is about the correction of the Kli of Adam HaRishon that was broken deliberately in order for us to correct it. And by that, we will learn how to be similar, congruent with, and adhere to the Creator.
Latin 2. No, Latin 2. Pregunta.
Ya me escuchan, gracias. No todo el mundo cree que el creador es el.
Now, you can hear me, thank you. Whole world believes that the creator is good and he does good. Is our responsibility to change their view of the ones who don't believe in it? Can the 10 do that?
We need to do this work, whether we believe it or we don't believe it, as it says. If it says, I do it. Why? Because these are the instructions. I work accordingly, and then according to how I work, I get a mind and a feeling, even for the things that earlier I didn't have a mind or a feeling for or any kind of attainment, but this is called from your actions, we know you. I perform all kinds of actions, and within these actions I start to feel that there's something there. I'm somehow connecting to it. I'm bestowing through this. I'm getting some response. I understand what he's thinking, what he wants to do, the creator, etc. Start doing. And you will see how you are entering a connection with him.
New York 2.
Is there a way to include the general public in our work in Faith Above Reason?
You can think about the broad public, that you would also like them to come at some point and join you, and indeed it will be so, but the most important for you is, first of all, for you to enter Faith Above Reason and to add to you all of your states, and by trying each time to do it more and more, you will feel in that already that you are, when you are there in it, you'll start to think about the broad public.
Mark 4.
Rav, правильно ли говорю, что вся реальность, которую мы воспринимаем, воздействие Творца, не соответствует?
Will it be correct to say that the entire reality we grasp are actions of the Creator that are unsuitable to the Kleis, like the flood, and the faith is like the ark that raises up us above reason. And the animals, all the beasts are the simple will to receive all the beasts in couples.
Yeah, there is something to what you say, but I wouldn't describe it this way because you'll get confused. It is better to do everything in the thought so that the way the Kabbalists write, because otherwise there are great confusions. People get very confused about it and you won't know where you're coming out of your fantasies into the wisdom of Kabbalah and where you're going back in. I don't recommend it. Okay.
How to advance correctly?
To advance correctly is to do precisely what we're doing. If you have additional time, hear the morning lesson again. That's it.
Moscow 1.
Раф, если можно, в продолжение вопроса Дуди.
Rav, if I may continue, do this question. A situation comes, and I see that I'm running away from it. Time and again, and I understand that, that it will happen again, and I'll run away again. And along with that, I also understand that by my own forces, I don't want anymore, and I can't even overcome it. Where, even theoretically, where is this point where I'm of a change in my work with these states?
First of all, it is the Creator who is arranging it for you. And whatever He's arranging for me, it is all for the good, as much as I'm capable of agreeing with it. And even if I run away, to some extent, I know that I am running away, and the Creator will take it into account, and also, nevertheless, with His mercy, He will correct it somehow. So the most important is, and it's written about it, the most important is, do not leave. Do not quit. Just don't leave the framework. The fact that you are each and every day in the lesson and pretty much in all of the states of the group, that's the most important. By this, you already advance. You already come and you put yourself under the influence of the Creator. Let Him do with you whatever He wants. Like Play-Doh in the hand of the artist, that he shapes it into some form, a form of Adam, of human that he wants. Let him do it. I'm willing. I myself cannot do it. But let him do, let him make out of me something. Go ahead, at least in such a passive way. In such a passive way. And later I tell him, raise me to the degree of faith, to the degree of bestow, so that I will be like clay in the hands of the potter. And keep working on me. This way, that way, whichever way you can do it, whichever way I'm capable of it. And let's advance.
The
person who subdues himself towards the Creator's actions on him, and he says that I agree with everything, however, I myself have no strength, it's a very great thing. And this way, he will advance. I'm telling you, everything is ahead of us, the whole world. Well, let's also have Latin 6 again. When they come to the end of the lesson, they always want to ask. Well, Latin 6.
En nuestro nivel, el trabajo de la fe, ¿se da en el pensamiento o solo en la acción?
In the level of our work in faith, is there room? There is room to work in thought and in action. Can we control our work in our thought about faith?
No, we can control it a little bit, only through the connection between us. And if out of the connection between us we can ask the Creator, that is the most important, more powerful, most correct thing. If the group comes together and it asks for forces from above, from the Creator, there is nothing higher or stronger than that. Not each one, but rather, all in all, the group. If he turns to the Creator and says, we want this and that, but together, all of us, like little children, hold each other by the hands, like you do in a circle, right? And say, we want this and that from you. You will see how much this corrects you. Try it out. This is something great. Okay. We also have
Tel Aviv 10.
Well, Tel Aviv 10.
Thank you, Rav. If we unite in thought, is this considered asking from the Creator already?
No. If you unite, then you unite. If you're asking, then you're asking. These are two separate actions.
Николаев, Сочи.
Раф, вот вы в начале урока сказали, что наша главная проблема то, что мы отключаемся.
Раф, in the beginning of the lesson, you said that our main problem is that we disconnect from the Creator and only sometimes we turn to Him. So, in order not to disconnect ever, who's responsible for that? Me, the Ten, the Creator?
Each one should feel that his connection with the group and through the group to the Creator is responsible for it. Israel, the light, and the Creator are one. Each one has to feel it as his obligation to maintain, to hold this connection. Well, let's go to Kiev 1, and maybe that's it. We'll see.
Такое ощущение, что вы сегодня вот на первой части уроки как-то
yes, dear Rav.
Перевернули в нашей работе вот с этой
There's a feeling that you simply turned a new page in our work with this addition in the beginning of the lesson. My question is about the upcoming Congress in a month. How to rise to a new degree there?
I'm not answering you about the Congress. I don't know in which way I will take part in it. I wasn't told anything. Believe me, I didn't speak one word about the Congress with anyone. I don't know who the organizers are, what is the goal, what is the topic, what materials we have, what schedule. I don't know anything. I'm telling you seriously. And I think that this is something that belongs to you. This belongs to you. So try. Try to organize it the best way as you understand it, the way that you need to advance. The Congress should give you a push, a very significant push forward.
Так я как раз и хочу прояснить вот как лучше эту работу построить.
So that's exactly what I want to scrutinize: how to build this work in the best possible way. What should this Congress lead us to? Because now we feel there's a new degree before us.
I truly don't feel that today I gave you something new that we didn't have yesterday or the day before. But rather, it's simply you are beginning to understand more and more where we are. But in truth, in my eyes, today, it was an ordinary lesson about entering faith above reason. I'm happy that you started to feel it more. But certainly, well, it's nice, it's good. I'm happy that it's this way. It's for the good, it's for the better. Well, 59, let's say, quickly.
Dear Rav, feels like when we're studying this extract, we're describing a process of learning. And sometimes you can see this happening in many states, like even in children, where they have to just annul themselves to grasp a higher concept. And it feels like this is very hard all the time, no matter who we are, where we are. How can we sweeten this and give it to somebody, doesn't matter who he is and in what state he is, that he'll be able to take on this new state?
This is according to the rule, each shall help his friend. You need to talk about it together, all of us. All of you, throughout the day, you connect for 15 minutes and you talk about what does it mean, faith about reason, how do we rise to a higher degree, which this is what it is, really. A higher degree is called faith. The present degree is the degree of that reason. How do we rise from below upward each time more and more? How do we do it? How do we actually do it? That's it. This is what you have to talk about between you, in the group. And then it should be clear to you. And each one should say a few words, and out of that, suddenly you'll start to feel that the friends are speaking more clearly than what Rav said during the lesson. Yes?
No. Also, I wanted to know, does this also mean that we are about to encounter a new state and we have to be ready for it?
We're doing it each and every day, and we're advancing ourselves to the degree of faith above reason, so that we will start to live in it. Certainly, now, in the meantime, we're studying, we're trying somehow, but we need to practically rise to it, which is already called the next world. From Malchut, to start to establish Bina, to settle in Bina.
Before we go over the schedule, we want to remind you that the world content team recommends that in the end of the lesson, find a task and a direction for your whole 10. Schedule 10 a.m. Rav with Simeon, then 10:30 until 11:30. Right, there is a meeting, and at 6 o'clock we're going to see chosen exits from the morning lesson. At 7 till 7:30, a live workshop.
L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'union des amis. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour est dans l'union. L'union des amis, un pour tous, tous pour un pour tous, tous pour un pour tous, tous pour un, nous arriverons au but. L'amour est dans l'union. L'amour. Un pour tous, tous pour un, nous arrivons au but. Un pour tous, tous pour un pour tous, tous pour un pour tous, tous pour un, nous arrivons au but. Радио Волна.